Pat's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That's your best opportunity to respond to any of the discussions we are having this morning. Coming up in about 30 minutes from 1819 News, Ray Mellick will be with us. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Joining us now on the line, always a pleasure to bring on this next guest. Very grateful that he can make time for us. Represents the very northeastern corner of the state. State Senator Steve Livingston on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having us this morning.
Hey, thanks for making time. Let's kick it off here. This is sort of in your wheelhouse, in your field of expertise. Obviously, everyone is talking about gas prices. You know a thing or two about this, having been in this business before. What do you make of what's going on in that sector of the economy right now?
It's awful high. That'd be the first thing I think we can say. Obviously, Jeff, this is related to what's happening out of Washington. They've turned their back on fossil fuels with the cancellation of the pipeline back in when President Biden first came out, killing some 14,000 union jobs immediately, and then has tended to get us from a net exporter of fuels to a net importer of fuels. And, of course, we're getting hit with what's going on in the Ukraine right now, and they're talking about cutting back on the Russian oil now. So on the Russian oil right now, so we'll see what happens with that. It's painful for our citizens now. So.
Well, you were once an operator. You had a service station, and my understanding is very low margins for you guys that ran these. That you were just kind of at the whim of the market.
You are at the whim of the market. Absolutely, you get stuck with what your competitors do, and you know, if you're above them, you're not going to sell anything. If you blow them, then they, you know, you may have a run on your business. But they're not going to let you be below them too long. They're going to be pretty close to you. Just part of the way the market swings.
Yeah, well, we'll see where it goes. I feel like there will be some sort of demand destruction over time. The longer this goes on, people will adapt and they'll adjust their habits, and they won't. They just won't use as much gas as like that's what's happened the last time we went through one of these spells.
I think people will adapt and adjust. The one thing that this will impact, obviously, is expendable income that folks have. We've been in pretty good shape for the last few years. People have had money to spend on other things, and this may impact that pretty significantly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Senator, let's move on to the business of Alabama. First off, how is this session going for you? Not your typical fourth year of a quadrennium, it seems. Just being out and about at the State House and kind of watching things take place. It seems things moving along a little more rapidly than we may have seen traditionally.
We are moving at a really quick pace right now. You know, we've been doing 3 days a week ever since we started into this. And we're going 3 days this week, so it'll be 21 days at the end of this week. The significance of that is we only do 30 days and inside the 105 calendar days, and we are moving rapidly.
Yeah, it's that fourth year, and you want to get back, and some of your colleagues, they got, well, I guess you have a primary opponent, or you want to get back to campaigning and doing what you got to do. It is an election year, but that's just sort of a tradition, right?
It is a tradition to get back and get started a little early. I'm blessed. I do not have a primary or a general opponent this year. So I'm not as big a hurry as some other folks are.
Right.
The good Lord was kind to me this year.
Oh, well, I guess some are either. I haven't looked at the I've got page but in a while. But, well, that's good news then for sure.
While we've been here,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
While we've been here, we've handled some big items. You know, the Senate has sent down a general fund budget that's the largest general fund budget. And you know, truthfully, we haven't spent all our money. We feel like there are some hard times coming. We understand that this COVID money won't be around forever, and we're trying to be prepared for our tough times. I understand that the Education Trust Fund budget is going to be a record budget coming that will come up to the Senate probably this week. You know, last week we passed out a permitless carry bill out of the Senate, sent it back to the House with some changes on it, and we'll see what they do with it this week. We've had some pretty good-sized legislation going on while we've been here.
You feel good about that ETF budget. You know, a lot's been made of that. There's a lot in there. Obviously, education's a place where, you know, the state, a lot of people feel like the state could do a little bit better job and needs to do a better job. But the budget's, why do you think they go a long way in trying to improve that situation?
Well, now, you know, as noted on the floor, and I think in several of our caucus meetings, it's been a full 10 years since we've had proration in Alabama. And that's very important. That's good. You know, I can't say that the folks that I'm serving with here today are responsible for that. That some of our predecessors put some good things in place, and we've done a good job of taking care of our money in the last decade. So.
Senator, one of the reasons I want to get you on, and I think this is kind of fascinating. You had the opportunity to visit Mobile recently, check out the port, you know, and you have a perspective that's maybe not local, but you know, the state puts a lot of investment into this part of the state. You know, looking at this from afar, do you feel good about that investment? You know, given it doesn't any further than from Mobile than where you are or where you represent, I should say. Do you feel pretty good about the direction down here?
I do. I feel really good. Excuse me. I'm having to walk while we talk here. But what we've done in Mobile is an investment in the state of Alabama. We prepared the port for the future, and we are going to be able to handle all sorts of business out of there. Well, we're not shipping Alabama cars right now, and we will start shipping them out of the port of Mobile. It's got the ideal place for that, and we've got lots of other Alabama products that need to get out of the state and continue to go to foreign ports. We need to bring in those big cargo Mack ships with containers on them, bring them into Mobile, put them on one of the five Class 5 railroads, and ship them out.
Now, your area there, obviously, a proximity to Huntsville. You actually get into Madison County, and then the Mazda Toyota plant there, a big deal. The auto industry really becoming a player in that economy. And my understanding was that Scottsboro and the areas there, they were really hoping to get something out of that. Has that been the case at all?
Yes, sir. You know, there are very positive things happen in there. And very positive things happen up there, and we'll continue to have some things happen.
Yeah, and let's talk when you talked. It did sound like you got a good program together, that you got folks in a local government that really look at that as an opportunity. They're trying to bring in these, you know, the parts manufacturers or whatever that build parts, that make parts, and then they make them and they sell them to the big plant to put into those automobiles. That you're poised, it seems, to be a place for a lot of that.
We are. Huntsville, Madison County, and Limestone County are growing leaps and bounds, and the neighboring counties are growing leaps and bounds. The challenge that we have up there is being able to get the workforce into the community to work. So they travel from the 16 TVA counties up there and the neighboring states neighboring counties from Tennessee also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because there's still a thriving auto sector in Tennessee as well. So, I mean, you should get it from both sides. Last question we'll get you out of here on this. You sound like you're a little busy, but you got the nothing stops for the business of the Alabama legislature, I understand. Talk about your sweet grown Alabama Act, House Bill, Senate Bill 274. You are the chief sponsor, and I want to at least get you on to at least speak on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So currently, farmers that sell the things that they raise, so if you raise strawberries or you have curbs drive or corn, whatever you raise, there's no sales tax on that. So the sweet grown bill simply takes that a step further, and you take your strawberries and make it into jam or preserves, or if you take another product and make it into another yummy, and make it into that and sell it at your fruit stand, it's all your stuff, and it would exempt them from sales tax. So it just seems hand in hand that takes place.
Yeah, so it's just adjusting the tax code to make it easier, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Senator, we will let you go on that note, but you've been very kind to make time for us, and let's catch up soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I apologize. When the pro tem calls, you go run it. So.
I understand. We don't want to hold that up. That's State Senator Steve Livingston there on the line joining us from the State House in Montgomery, but a lot going on there. He represents that very northeastern corner of the state. 251-343-0106. Let's work through some text before we go to the bottom of the hour here. Tim writes, Jeff, everyone thinks natural gas is the answer. You run into a problem when you put all your eggs in one basket. You need nuclear, hydro, and even coal. The coal-burning technology is so much cleaner than they used to be, though it's not the perfect solution. Fair enough, Tim. I agree with that. All of the above, and if you really do want an electric economy, stop trying to think the government's going to make that happen. The government could do things to make it easier. They it's just like tweaking the tax code, just like we were talking about with agriculture in this state with our last two guests. But the federal government, particularly the Democratic Party, just seems like they could just eliminate one aspect of our energy sector, and that's going to force people. I mean, doesn't that sound, rather than making it easier for whatever their option is that they want, they want to do it by force, through force. Patty, your friend at Allegri. At what time the state, the agriculture department sent consumer weights and measures specialists to the market once a year to certify our scales, and you paid so much per scale? They no longer do that. You have to find a company that is approved by the state to come and certify your scales. It now costs us $400 a year to have four scales certified. Plus, we have to send a registration fee for each of the scales to the Department of Agriculture. Enjoy your show, Jeff. Well, thank you. Thank you, Patty. And I'm gonna stop by. Every time I stop by, you're not there, but I do stop by regularly. I wonder if that was just a cost-cutting measure. Was that something they had done as a way to save that department money? That instead of employing a bunch of people at the Department of Agriculture, they just subbed it out to the private sector. I don't know. 251-343-0106. Let's get a break in here. This is the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, West Virginia coal miner. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig.